Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey, welcome back to the podcast, guys. Today, I am talking to everyone about why you want a good score on the ASVAB. So I've got about four bullet points here for like some really good reasons for why you're going to want to get the best possible score. Most of the people listening probably have already tried to increase their score before. And even if you haven't, there's always a good reason to kind of do your best, right? So this can be a little bit more motivation for why it's important to have a really good ASVAB score. Anyway, one of the best reasons is a bonus, right? One of the like short-term gratification, one of the fastest ways that you get rewarded for hard work is you get a better bonus. And so some of those bonuses aren't really dependent on your ASVAB score, like a quick ship bonus, right? Quick ship bonus means you're willing to run off to basic training or go to whatever training your branch has right away. So as soon as you swear in within, you know, a few weeks, you're off to go do your training and you're already a soldier. So that's one bonus that doesn't necessarily require a better ASVAB score. But what happens is you can get a better MOS. And so specific MOSs qualify for different bonuses. I know sometimes it can be like 88 Mike or MPs, truckers, different things will give you different bonuses. And so the more you score, the more options you're going to have to get the best possible bonus. And so that's a really good reason to score high so that, you know, so you and somebody go into the military at the same time, but you come away with 10 grand and they go away with 5 grand. You're going to feel like you did a lot better because $5,000 is of course a lot of money and you can do a lot with that. So those bonuses are great. I know to be an officer for me, I needed a 110 GT. That's a general technical score. And so when I got that, I was pretty far above it because my math skills are pretty good. So getting that 110 GT is something that I believe a lot of people are capable of. I don't think that it's out of reach for anyone as long as you put in the effort and try to learn all of the information. Like if you know how to sing any of three top songs or something like that, you can probably learn all the math that you need for the ASVAB. And most people I know have three favorite songs that they know all the words to. And so the same thing is true for all of the math formulas and stuff like that. Sometimes it may feel like you can't learn these things, but it's just like anything. You can learn anything that you focus on long enough and that you spend enough time with. So there's that for the GT scores. I know Army will give out up to 50,000. Navy will give out about 40,000, maybe up to 50,000. Air Force does about 15,000 and Marines do 2,000 to 8,000. So there's a lot of money to be made out there, a lot of bonuses for a good ASVAB score. So the bonus, that's reason number one. Reason number two is the MOS. So in the Army, we call them MOS, Military Occupational Specialty. I'm not sure about the other branches, but your MOS is going to be the job you do for the next 6 years. Some of the more attractive jobs for me, it would be like in healthcare, right? So 68 Whiskey, that's a combat medic. Those guys get a lot of healthcare training through the military. And even if, you know, you're just an E1 or an E2, so you're not making a ton of money per month, you're gaining a ton of skills, right? I know 68 Whiskeys, they know how to draw blood. They know how to give shots. They know a lot of different things. So, you know, picking a good career is going to vastly, vastly change your life. Personally, I've had a lot of different careers in my time, and I know, you know, I'm most satisfied and most happy when I'm in alignment with what I want to do. So if there's something that you want to do, you should probably shoot for that MOS, and getting the best score that you can is going to let you pick more MOSs. And then, so like a good MOS for Navy would be, you know, nukes, right? Because Navy does the nuclear program. And so that I've had students who wanted to get a really good score so that they could be a little more involved with the nuclear warfare. And so, you know, they don't just let anybody do that. You have to be pretty smart in order to qualify for that job. And then, of course, you know, again, back to that bonus. So you get the quick cash as well. Finally, the confidence. So I think that you walk different when you when you're confident. The world seems like a completely different place when you're confident. If you've ever like done any competing and suffered a loss, you'll notice the world seems smaller and the world seems a little more bleak, less colorful. But when you win something, you feel great, right? You feel way more confident. You feel like anything can be done. And so I think that getting a good score on the ASVAB has a lot to do with confidence. Personally, when it comes to learning something like land nav or military history for officer candidate school, those sorts of things, knowing that I'm good on the ASVAB, knowing that I have a very good, you know, process for learning, helps me to have a lot more confidence when I learn new things. And so I feel that confidence, and that carries over into all aspects of my life. And so scoring well on the ASVAB is huge for confidence. And that's why I put this like this bullet last, because confidence really is kind of key. You know, if there's somebody that you like or somebody who's like, wow, they're so cool, you're usually smitten by their confidence, right? That's usually the most impressive factor about them. And so confidence actually has a lot to do with, you know, status and where you are in life. But true confidence is, you know, where you know that you've earned it, right? You have the competence to back it up. You have the intelligence behind all that that you believe. And so that confidence is key. And same with like being a squad leader, platoon sergeant, or platoon leader. You know, if you feel like you're worse at math or not as smart in English as the people around you, you might not be as good of a leader because you don't have the guts, right? You're not going to be as likely to speak up for what you believe in or speak up for your soldiers or even, you know, promote your soldiers or write awards for them because you don't have confidence in how you write or how you speak. And so that carries over. That confidence is going to carry over into your military career. That's going to carry over into your personal life as well. So keep that confidence in mind. Try to score your best so that you come away feeling like you can do anything. Lastly, I put this as kind of like a footnote. You're a better soldier if you've earned your accomplishments. And so if you've struggled with the ASVAB and you're thinking about going for like a Cat 4 waiver or something like that, I feel like this hobbles your confidence, right? I feel like you'll spend a lot more time in the military if you've gotten a Cat 4, a little self-conscious about your math and English skills. And personally, I think that these are skills that are a lot easier to build than to get around. And I know for a fact, like personally, the subject that I've avoided all my life is chemistry, right? And so I've never taken a chemistry class. I've done everything I can to stay away from chemistry because it's intimidating for me. And so I have a confidence issue around this chemistry. And so lucky for me, chemistry doesn't come up very often in my day-to-day life. But I would never, you know, if there was a test where I had to do well in chemistry, I would never seek out a way to get around it, a way to get a waiver because I'm, you know, special needs or something like that, because I feel like that would make me feel like I can never learn chemistry. And where I am right now, I think I could learn if I really wanted to. And so if I find a way around having to learn something, it just proves to myself that I'm not worthy, that I'll never understand that. And it's way over my head. And that would be damaging for my belief in myself. And so all that to say, if you're thinking about going for a Cat 4, try not to do so much research on getting a Cat 4 and start just researching some fractions, man. Like just check out how to do slope intercept form. Like figure out one thing that you're good at. You know, maybe it's exponents or scientific notation. Start with the simple stuff and then just build up those skills and quit trying to, you know, legislate your way out of getting a good ASVAB score. Because again, you may spend your whole career feeling like you're no good at these things, and that's doesn't help anybody. So that's my little spiel about anti-Cat 4. I know some people do need it. Some people use it, right? Waivers are in place because they help people. And so if you, you know, if you need a waiver and that's the only option you have and that's how you got in and you're a great soldier, those situations do exist. And I don't want to, you know, demoralize you or make you feel bad about anything. But if you're still self-conscious about your math and English skills, you know, maybe it's time to try to pick those up. You know, just because you got a Cat 4 doesn't mean that you can't turn around and learn. And just so everybody knows, a Cat 4 is a waiver to get out of taking the ASVAB. And so, or to get in with a lower score than necessary. So it basically is a waiver to say like, oh, this person didn't score as well, but they're still going to get in. So anyway, that's my spiel about Cat 4. Finally, if you like this video, or I'm sorry, this podcast, go ahead and like it, share it with somebody who needs the help, especially if you know any of those Cat 4 soldiers out there who are trying to get the Cat 4. Let them know that like, hey, you can learn this stuff. It just takes a little bit of practice. And then I'm going to sign off by saying, do something today that either makes your or someone else's life better. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I'd also really appreciate a review. If you have anything good to say about the show, if you think it's helpful at all, please leave me a review, and anywhere that this podcast showed up. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALtutors.com, GAMONALtutors.com. And you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL. And let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic can be found at GAMONALtutors.com and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.